You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
We are very into this Harmony 10 Serena Williams match going on right now at Wimbledon, where they are in deuce in the third set. Harmony 10 up 6-5, trying to break Serena here to win the match. Advantage Serena Williams. We're not going to give you a live play-by-play here. Because
already had fought off one match point.
Serena fought off a match point down 40-30 before Serena sent it to deuce. So very, very entertaining stuff happening right now with the All England Club with the first round of Wimbledon, Serena Williams, right, and Harmony 10 in round.
Playing until midnight, by the way. I mean, it's just like, it's going to take
forever. Six-hour difference, so it's 11:21 there, right? 11:21 p.m.
6 hours or 5 hours?
I think it's six.
Okay. It's late. How about that? The roof has been closed for several hours.
Because of soccer. You're right. It might be five.
I mean, still.
Games that are on at seven, then it would be. Yeah. Right. Tyler, can you look that up? Time difference from England to here? See what time it is?
The amount of things we don't know on this show could fill libraries.
It's a 5 hour difference. Yeah. Okay. So we now go to a tie break here. 6-6. Serena wins the point.
Yeah. Yep. Ridiculous. Completely ridiculous.
Very awesome right now over at Wimbledon. 20 minutes from now, James Mazzola joins us for Profit Podcast, giving us bets for the LIV and the PGA Tour, the John Deere Classic coming up this weekend. Power Hour, Final Hour, all our bets for tonight. And we seed the teams in our best teams of the 2000s NFL tournament, which will include point spreads for all the games. Absolutely can't wait for it. But joining us right now here on the show to get us locked and loaded with Wimbledon bets on the men's side, because yesterday we got all the bets on the women's side from our pal Noobs. Today, giving us bets on the men's side of the draw is our friend Pam Maldonado, who does an unbelievable job over at Yahoo Sports on Twitter at Pamela M and the number 35. Pam, welcome back to the show. Nick and Ken here on a terrific Tuesday. How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing really well. I wasn't aware that Serena was in a tiebreak, so now I'm sweating that. That's fun. Who doesn't want to see Serena Williams make a comeback story?
Well, some of us bet outrights on the women's side that aren't Serena Williams, like me. So I said in the chat, I was like, I got to be like one of the only people right now that's like, please, Nick actually rooting for Harmony 10 as well, for what it's worth. But I was like, please Serena lose. Meanwhile, like all of America behind her and for a good reason. But I would like other players to win the tournament. Pam, I'm curious. We had Drew Dinsick on last segment. We only got to talk Wimbledon with him for a couple minutes. And he only kind of dropped one sentence basically about the men's side. And he was just like, what a crazy day for the men's first round already with all how the quarters have kind of been rearranged and there have been upsets and kind of crazy matches. So maybe just give us like a couple minutes here on like how crazy was it, what happened, and how have things kind of shifted as a result?
So Drew Dinsick and I actually had a podcast before the start of Wimbledon, and I told him, do not sleep on Nadal. And he's like, yeah, he's not even on my radar. I'm not even thinking it. I'm 0-2 against Nadal though. And I was like, do not sleep on Nadal. For his part of the bracket, the bottom half of the draw, Nadal was already looking to have a tough test to the finals. But I told Drew, we're going to see a Nadal, we're going to see Djokovic in the finals. It's going to be epic. Wonderful. Well, it's kind of starting to look like it's definitely in the stars. It is meant to happen because on Nadal's side of the draw, the biggest players that could have upset him are out of the tournament. We are talking about Marin Cilic, a former U.S. Open champion. He was out with COVID yesterday, so he didn't even get to play a match in the tournament. You're talking about Matteo Berrettini, who is by far the biggest threat that's not named Nadal, not named Djokovic, to contend here at Wimbledon. He's out with COVID. And then here in the first round as an upset, we have Félix Auger-Aliassime, the Canadian, who was one of the better players coming into the tournament, upset in round one against Maxime Cressy, a French-American player. So now Nadal has basically, this is his tournament to reach the final. And if you put him in a head-to-head with Djokovic, I know Djokovic is definitely the better grass court player. I have a ticket on him, but I also have a ticket on Nadal. So I'm hoping for guaranteed money on both sides. I hope we see it because this is the year of Rafa. It is a year of magic. He has two titles under his belt already of the four majors. I'm as a fan, I want to see the calendar slam be in contention here.
The year of magic, the year of Rafa. Some would say the year of steroids. Maybe that wouldn't be me that would say that with Rafa Nadal.
But we just the year of injections.
There you have it, more
ways than one.
For multiple reasons there. Pam, and you gave a great explanation there, as like maybe we're on the crash course for Nadal and Djokovic here in the Wimbledon final. If the apple cart were to be upended somewhere along the way, how is it happening, and who would be the guy that bettors could stand to profit off of? If it's not going to be what we think it's going to be, like the two titans, the two all-time greats, Nadal and Djokovic, like how is it going to go down? Like who's getting eliminated? How is it happening? Who could we potentially be looking to bet on?
So on the top half of the draw, the similar situation has happened with Novak Djokovic, who pretty much had to walk into the final. The biggest person that he could have contended with would have been in the quarters against Hubert Hurkacz. He's also one of those players that was eliminated yesterday. So if it's not Hurkacz, because he's already out, and if it's not Djokovic for the top half of the draw, I would say like Andy Murray is very much in contention here. He's a former Wimbledon champion. I know that he has a metal hip, but you put anybody against Murray on grass, you're going to be an underdog. And if your price doesn't a favorite, that is incorrect. So I think Murray could end up being Djokovic in the quarterfinals. So that one could be interesting to me. At the bottom half of the draw, if you're looking at Nadal to be upset, it could come at the hands of another American player in Taylor Fritz. He's coming off a title win on grass just last week. He easily handed his first round match, Lorenzo Musetti, in straight sets. He's one of the big servers. He has a power forehand. And we just saw Fritz beat Nadal earlier this year on hard court. And now this is an even better surface for Fritz to contend because of the faster surface, which really helps his serve become even that much more of a threat. But it is Nadal. Don't discount him. That's the match that we're going to end up probably watching, and that would be also in the quarters. So the quarterfinals is going to be really interesting on both ends.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm curious, a couple players kind of conspicuous in their absence, you know, from that answer. You went with, you know, Taylor Fritz, Andy Murray, which would be like an outstanding story, obviously. And like viewers of Wimbledon will definitely cheer for that, kind of like how they're cheering for Serena Williams to advance in her first round match right now against Harmony Tan. So I want to ask you about a couple players. Why don't we start with someone we had you on before the French Open, who you were kind of, who everyone was gushing about really as like the next clay court superstar, Carlos Alcaraz, right? Who sort of, you know, seems to have, you know, maybe more proficiency on clay, but also, you know, could end up winning grand slams on other surfaces. You know, played a, I think won his first round match today, I believe. I can't remember if it was yesterday or today, but he did advance while all these other players were getting upset. How about his chances? I noticed you didn't mention him as one who could possibly upset Djokovic or Nadal.
Alcaraz is not on my radar for this, for me in any way. I don't want to bet him in a matchup. I don't want to bet him on a futures to win his quarter, anything like that. And because it is a learning experience, not just from me as a viewer and a bettor, but this is also a learning experience for Alcaraz coming into the tournament. Prior to this match, he only had like two or three matches on grass court period in his career. So we have no idea actually how he's going to maintain his style of play can be very erratic. So he's going to either crush his players off the court, or he's going to end up in a five-set match, which is what happened yesterday to Jan-Lennard Struff. And he could have lost that one. He won 6-4 in the fifth set. So that's only one type of one break of serve. But this is a faster surface for him. So my question is, can he counterpunch? And he did a really good job against Struff in the first round, but that is definitely a much lesser opponent on grass. He's going to end up facing players who have bigger serves, who have bigger weapons, and who are more complemented on a grass surface than Alcaraz is. So I'm wanting to wait and see, because on clay, he was able to spray it, which means he is hitting his forehand far beyond the baseline. So if he doesn't have that control on clay, then he's definitely not going to have that control on grass. And when he faces somebody who's more of a challenge, then that's where we could see him fall. I don't think it's going to happen in the second round. He's going to be playing a player called named Greek Spore, but I'm really interested to see where he advances. Maybe in the third round, I'm looking to, if it's Oscar Ott, he is a player that has a really big serve and has had a really great grass court season. That's probably the spot where I'm going to be looking to take the underdog against Alcaraz.
I find that can be difficult to have control on grass as well sometimes. You better you bet here. Terrific Tuesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and the BetQL Network. Talking Wimbledon with our guest, Pam Maldonado of Yahoo Sports. You can find her on Twitter. She is outstanding at Pamela M and the number 35. Pam, one Nick K loves another. Nick Costos here talking about Nick Kyrgios, of course, who is a complete and total lunatic, but like maybe can put it together a little bit here. Just a ridiculous first match from, called the line judge a snitch, which is ridiculously funny. Gets into arguments with everyone, hits a ball out of the stadium, breaks his racket. Just your standard Nick Kyrgios fare. What about Nick Kyrgios in this tournament? A threat to win potentially? Someone you think could crash early? What about Nick Kyrgios?
With Berrettini, he's in the same quarter as Berrettini. So since Berrettini was a WD because of COVID, Kyrgios is very much live to win his quarter. He's going to end up facing potentially Roberto Bautista Agut in the fourth round. That's going to be where we see, does he have, you're talking about all of his crazy antics. This betting on Nick Kyrgios is definitely a wild card, because you can see him definitely focused. And we saw in previous tournaments, Australian Open last year with Dominic Thiem, he went a full five. Dominic Thiem ended up beating him in the end, but that was one of the most epic matches that we've seen from Kyrgios play. He is a wild card because he lacks the mental and physical stamina. So you're seeing him get really frustrated in the first round to a guy named Paul Jubb, who is ranked 280th on tour. Well, what happens when you end up facing a top 25 player in Roberto Bautista Agut? What happens if you end up facing a Nadal in the semifinals? I'm going to put his opponent with the upper hand just because of that mental stamina. They have the mental mindset. Kyrgios is such a wild card to just lose, to go bat crazy and say, I'm done.
Yeah, I mean, just, it's like only one match. That's like the most ridiculous thing. Like, you expect Kyrgios antics, but literally in the first round, five sets, everything that the other Nick K was detailing. One other player I want to ask you about, Pam, specifically in the men's draw, just especially if you kind of look at the odds board, you know, with some of the upsets that have already happened. Obviously, Djokovic is a huge favorite. Tsitsipas was a guy that I kind of looked at. I was trying to beat Djokovic before the tournament started in the futures market. I couldn't talk myself into anybody. Tsitsipas was a guy who kind of stood out as like, do I want to make this bet or not? Maybe just a little bit on him before we get some picks from you.
I don't expect Tsitsipas to go very far. There's a potential match for him to go against I had that wrong earlier. He would be ended facing in the third round, Nick Kyrgios. I'm going to give the edge to Nick. The thing with Tsitsipas is he is a very great player, yes, but he doesn't have the weapons to run deep in a grass court event because he lacks power on his backhand. So is a very neutralizing backhand. If players target his backhand, he can't put it away down the line with a winner. Instead, he's going to get the shot over, but it's so neutralizing and doesn't have enough power oomph to it that he's basically starting the point over. So somebody like Kyrgios, who has a very powerful 1-2 punch similar to Berrettini, but the difference is that Kyrgios has a better even backhand, that's where he should falter. And if he doesn't end up getting through that, I would be surprised, Kyrgios, if he doesn't end up beating Tsitsipas. But Tsitsipas, to me, just doesn't have the full game aspect to advance deep. Could he make it to week two? Absolutely. Winning Wimbledon, that would be like the shock of the century.
Pam, we got about a minute to go here. Give us your best bet here. Could be like a match coming up. Could be a futures play. Anything that you love here for Wimbledon here in like the next 45 to 60 seconds.
I am cheating here, and I do have myself a Nadal over 8-1 to win Wimbledon, but I am expecting Djokovic and Nadal in the final. You can still get Nadal at above 4-1. I would take that, and simply because, as mentioned earlier, all of the opponents that could have given him hell, three of the four are gone. So I like the odds for Nadal getting through one as opposed to four. That's definitely worth a grab. For tomorrow, I am looking at Hugo Humbert as an underdog to Casper Ruud. I'm targeting players that are really good on grass, who are underdogs to favorites, who are good on clay. And that's exactly what this situation is. Casper Ruud, he said that he likes grass when he's playing golf, not so much when he's playing tennis. So I'm going to back the player in Hugo Humbert, who has a really big serve, really good power van, and he's a lefty, so that's always going to be trouble, as an underdog to Casper Ruud for tomorrow's match.
Pam, we appreciate it. Awesome job as always. We want everyone to check her out on Twitter at Pamela M in the number 35. Pam, the next time we have you on the show, our guy Ken Barkley thinks Texas, I know you're a big Texas Longhorns fan, might be live not to win the national championship, but maybe make the college football playoff. And I'm sure you're pumped up about Arch Manning coming to Austin coming up next year. So next time we have you on, we'll do a little college football. But until then, wishing you the best of luck with all your tennis bets, and we look forward to doing this in the future.
Texas, yeehaw!
Love it. Pam Maldonado from Yahoo Sports here with us on You Better You Bet on Twitter at Pamela M in the number 35, one of the nicest people in our space. Giving us a lot of good stuff there. Like, thinks Nick Kyrgios can make a pretty decent run here, and thinks we are. And Ken, you kind of alluded to this yesterday, reason why you weren't especially interested in betting into the men's side of the market. Like, probably staring down the barrel here of a Djokovic Nadal final. What year is it? But like, it's always right. Awesome when two all-time greats play for a championship.
Right, for the viewer, the men's side could set up perfectly, right? You get a final that's like super memorable. And then this is what I talked about yesterday in the futures market to win the tournament. You see these other names of all these other players. I tried to ask Pam about as many as possible. I thought we got some good info there. And she even, I think, did a good job pointing out like how flawed all of them are. Like when we're settling on Andy Murray, who she was like has a metal hip. I'm just like, when this is what it is, like that tells you how kind of bare bones the rest of the field really is. You can't really talk yourself into anything. As Harmony Tan has just
defeated Serena Williams. How about that?
For people like me that are holding all these futures, like that's a
pretty
small
great
boost.
Yeah,
well, and it's also, but it's not that my prices get a lot better. It's that it was possible Serena was going to be the
absolutely
awesome version of herself. So like the price isn't going to change a lot. You're taking a 25-1 and taking her out of a futures market that doesn't really make a big adjustment. Like as opposed to if Swiatek lost, it would be like Tennessee losing in college baseball. But just to not have the intimidation of like Pliskova, who we have in that quarter, or if you're out there and you bet Coco Gauff to win because like she's awesome and she won today, you got a huge boost there too, because I was going to be the quarter opponent.
Maybe we just bet Harmony Tan to win.
Yeah, Harmony Tan's probably just going to win Wimbledon. I think that's probably just going to happen.
I love her. I love that this happens.
Right. Harmony Tan, moving on.
from tennis to golf on the other side here, it's June. James Mazzola talking live, talking the John Deere Classic coming up next to wrap up hour number three.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.